The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Betsy, go ahead with Mommy and open the back door, will you?
Yes, Mommy.
Goodness, there's a car out there. They must be home.
Thank you, dear.
Oh, my arms are just paralyzed. Look out, let me get some groceries on the table.
Daddy?
Close the door, Betsy, now. Don't slam it.
Yeah.
Well, I got home early. I always wondered where you were.
Shopping for groceries.
Hello, Daddy.
Well, hi. How's my girl?
Fine.
How come you're home so early, dear?
Well, I couldn't work at the office. They're tearing down a building next door. Boy, the rat.
Oh, I'll bet. Look what I got for you.
Why?
Go take your coat off, Betsy, and hang it up. Look, oh, dear, so many little sacks, you know. Let's see which ones have.
Something good?
Oh, yes, they have the most marvelous display of really fresh fruit and love fruit. So, oh, here, here. See? Oh, pick that up. Wait a minute. There's wonderful white seedless grapes.
Oh, hey. So
that's one sack full, and then they have some wonderful bananas. Oh, I got two big ones. Oh, look, in this sack, honey.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy.
And here, I think these are pears. And this sack has apples. Look at these marvelous big apples.
Oh, yeah, gee, thanks, honey. You know, I love fruit.
Well, since you're home early, I'll get the tuna fish casserole I planned fixing. Get that in the oven, and then I'll put the groceries away. And I'll put the fruit in a big bowl so you can help yourself when you want to. You take my coat in, will you?
Yeah, sure.
What building are they tearing down?
Oh, you know, that old office building right in back of ours. They're going to put up a nice new one, but that'll take months. I guess we're in for a lot of noise for some time.
Oh, yes, hammering and riveting all day.
Say nothing of the steam shovel they'll have going when they get to digging the foundation.
Oh, honestly, yes.
What's the matter?
Oh, this wonderful new can opener you got is worse than the old one.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, it doesn't work. It doesn't grip the edge of the cans. And then if it does, it takes gargantua to turn it.
I paid $14 for that can opener.
Well, I can't help it, dear. It doesn't work. That's just true. Well,
pick up I got a really good one. It's supposed to last a lifetime.
Yes, that's why it does last a lifetime. You can't work it, so it doesn't get anywhere.
Hey, well, what in Sam Hill is the matter with this thing?
Maybe you didn't fasten it on the cupboard properly.
Oh, of course I fastened it on the cupboard properly. There's only one way to fasten it. It's this part that doesn't work.
Well, it hasn't worked ever since you got it.
$14.
I know.
Well, it's going back. Where's the screwdriver?
Well,
it's going back.
Don't take it off. Now, dear, I want to start dinner. I'll use the old hand.
Look, I'm not going to. Not only going to do it now, I'm going to take it back right now.
Oh, let's have dinner early.
$14 I paid for
that. Well, dear, we've had it a month now.
I don't care how long we have it. They're going to take it back. I'll talk to the manager.
Oh. Where did you get it?
It's down here at that appliance place in the shopping center. I'm going down there right now.
Can I go with you, Daddy?
No. Daddy's going to hurry now.
I'll take her. She doesn't see much of you.
All right, come along, Betsy. Come on, get your coat on. Hurry up.
I bet they won't take it back. Daddy. We've had it a month here.
They darn well will take it back if I know anything. I'm not paying $14 for a can opener that doesn't work. Boy, that burns me up. Well, I am going straight to the manager.
A little dinner music, baby? Oh, you like that. And you like these beechnut pears, too, don't you? Sure, I can tell. Yes, they do taste so good. Do you know where beechnut pears come from? That's right, from Beechnut Babyland. Uh-huh, it's true. Beechnut Babyland's a very special place, where every beechnut baby food gets lots of loving care. Yes, you just know it. Like these beechnut pears, you just know that everyone they pick was a real beauty. That's why they have such a natural, sweet, fresh flavor. Such good food nourishment for baby to grow on.
Get the best for your baby. Get beechnut baby food.
Beechnut, the most babied food in the world.
Look at this. Now, hang on to me, Betsy. You seem to be having a sale.
Let's go.
Go? We just got here. I got to return this can opener. Now, look, if you didn't want to come, you should have stayed home.
There's so many sweets.
I know, darling. Now, hang on to Daddy's hand. Oh, excuse me. Excuse me, please.
Go! Have we got any more of those toasted 1057B?
Look, excuse me. Could I just ask
Joe, you? Joe, call down to the stock room, will you?
Excuse me. I was wondering if you could
You'll have to wait your turn like everybody else. I got a customer.
No, that's all right. I don't want to buy anything. I just want...
If you don't want to buy anything, you mind getting out of the way? We're jammed up here now with people who do want to buy. Now, there's only two of us on this counter.
Where is the manager?
Joe, what about that toaster?
No. Where can I find the manager?
Look, bud, I got a customer. I can't do six things at once.
You can at least answer me, can't you? I want to find the manager.
I don't know where he is in this mob. Oh. Ask over at Section 5.
Section 5, thank you.
Joe,
honestly, I never...
1057B.
Can we go home now?
No, we are going to Section 5. Now, come on. I have been to Section 5. I have been to Section 8. I have been to Section 14. I am not getting any satisfaction whatsoever. Now, surely somebody around here can stop long enough to tell me where I can find the manager. Do you, by any chance, happen to know where he is?
No, I don't.
Well, do you see him anywhere? If I just knew what he looked like.
Well, no, I don't see him either.
Look, I paid $14 for a can opener, and it doesn't work. I'm a little bit burned up about it.
Well, I don't blame you. Hello, little girl.
Yeah.
Hello. What's your name? Betsy. Oh, what a lovely name.
Yes.
Well, you certainly have a lovely little girl.
Yeah, look, the thing was supposed to last a lifetime. $14.
Well, my goodness, for $14, it ought to last a lifetime.
Yeah, that's what I think. Well, look, ahead with the manager. I can't spend any more time. I've been here 40 minutes already just trying to get somebody's attention.
Oh, dear.
Now, look, I realize this is not the section where I got the can opener, but do you suppose I could return it here?
Well, I don't know.
Look, I would certainly appreciate it if you'd take it back for me.
Well, I'd be glad to help you, but I've got a pot roast on the stove, and I won't be here any longer than just to get some fuses. One blew out.
Well, you don't work here?
Oh, my, no. I live upstairs in an apartment. I just came down to get a fuse.
Oh.
But I can't get anybody to wait on me.
Oh,
either.
I beg your pardon. Look, I am awfully sorry. I mean, no hat and coat.
Oh, that's all right. I'm sure it all, little chap. And it was so nice to meet your little girl.
Oh.
I live alone, and I don't get the chance to talk to many people.
Oh.
My daughter's married, lives in California, right near Hollywood.
Oh, that must be very nice.
Yes, she seems to like it very much. She sees a lot of movie stars. She just wrote me that she saw Clark Gable the other day.
Oh, well, that must be... Well, it's nice to talk to you. Come on, Betsy, dear.
Goodbye, Betsy.
Bye. Let's go home, Dad.
I am not going home until I return this thing. Excuse me, clerk. All I want to know is where I can find the manager. Could I get your attention for just 1 minute? I want the manager.
Look, brother, I'm busy.
I don't care how busy you are. I demand some attention and some consideration. I have spent one hour in the store trying to get some satisfaction for a defective can opener.
Let's go, Dad.
You be quiet.
I want
to
go home.
I hate it, some guy that ain't nice to his kid. Now, look here, pal.
Now, you look here. Don't call me pal and don't call me brother or bud. I am a customer. I paid $14 for a can opener.
Oh, I'll tell it to the manager. Don't tell it to me. I sell television sets. I don't sell can openers.
I would like to tell it to the manager. I can't find him.
Well, I think he's gone home now.
Gone home?
I don't know, bud. Try the second floor.
Oh, come on, Betsy. Well, now. I'm very sorry if you've been inconvenienced. I've been right here in my office all the time.
Well, nobody seemed to know it. I have spent one hour and 10 minutes to be exact, trying to track you down.
No, have a chair. Do sit down.
Boy, I tell you, the old days of the customer always being right have gone with the wind.
Now I'm sure we can come to some settlement. Now, what seems to be the trouble?
I didn't come for any settlement, as you put it. I came to return a can opener, sir, and I have been all over this store, and not one salesman.
Well, I expect you, unfortunately, must have spoken to our extra help. We always put on extra help when we have a sale, and sometimes they aren't as polite as we like.
Polite? Look, I walked in this door annoyed. I will admit that the can opener, for which I paid $14, doesn't work, and quite prepared to discuss this matter amiably and politely. The first clerk, the first one I talked to, was so rude to me. I can tell you that in the past hour and 10 minutes,
yes, I do apologize.
This is though I bought a $2 can opener or a $5 can opener or even $10. I bought a $14 one that was supposed to last a lifetime, they told me.
Oh, yes, I know. And it is not satisfactory?
It is not.
And in what way is it not satisfactory? It doesn't open cans.
Yes.
Well, how long have you had it?
1 month. Well, now, we don't accept merchandise that has been purchased more than 10 days before.
But you're going to accept this merchandise. My poor wife has been struggling with this thing for a month, and she didn't tell me about it until today.
And may so, I see
it? You certainly may. Here, take it. It's in this sack. Open it. Go on. Open it up. You can see for yourself it's certainly defective. The cutting wheel doesn't even begin to connect with the gear part.
Well,
just take it out of the sack. Just look at it.
Oh, dear man, there's no can opener here.
You can see. What?
So there's bananas. Two bananas.
Oh,
well, see for yourself, sir.
Two bananas.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. The rough-and-tumble atmosphere of the frontier and the tense quiet of a hospital operating room are worlds apart. Yet you can bridge both these exciting worlds easily every Saturday here at CBS Radio, where most of these same stations bring you Gunsmoke and City Hospital. On Gunsmoke, United States Marshal Matt Dillon looks trouble square in the eye week after week. It's his job to preserve law and order among the pioneer settlers in Dodge City. Many of his fellow citizens have more respect for a gun than they do for justice. That makes Dillon's job a tough one. It makes it thrilling, too, and it makes for good listening on Gunsmoke. Enjoy a distinct change from your own routine. Follow Marshal Dillon through another daring exploit on Gunsmoke this Saturday. And then, just minutes later, go behind the scenes at City Hospital, where Dr. Barton Crane fights for life and human happiness as ardently as Gunsmoke's Marshal Dillon, but in a different way. With scalpel instead of a gun.
Well, there's certainly no sense yelling at me. You went to get your coat on and you said put the can opener in a sack and I put it in a sack. I can't help it that when you came back through the kitchen, you picked up the wrong sack.
Two bananas. After 1 hour and 10 minutes of tearing around that store and finally finding the manager...
Well, dear, I was busy fixing the casserole when you came back through the kitchen.
Two bananas.
I didn't see what sack you picked
up. Now, I've still got to go back to that store and return that can opener.
All right, well, I'm sorry. I can't see it. It's my fault. Dear, you were so excited. Hello? Yes?
What? What's the matter?
Oh! Yes!
What
yes,
is the
go on.
What is it?
Where did you leave Betsy?
When? Betsy? Oh, Betsy. Oh, my gosh, I forgot about Betsy.
Oh, I thought you'd left her outside the house here to play.
Oh, no.
Hello, darling. How's Mama Betsy?
Is she...
Are you all right, dear?
Is she all right, huh?
Yes.
Look, I'll go right
yes,
back. I'll go right
yes,
back.
She's all right,
dear.
Right just
yes.
a minute. Yes. She said she's with some lady you were talking to who found her and took her up to her apartment.
Oh, yeah, yes, I know.
Well, no wonder it took you so long to find the manager who's this fascinating lady you were talking to.
Look, I thought she was a saleswoman. She didn't have a hat or coat on. And look, she was not that fascinating. Now,
apparently, so fascinating you forgot you had a daughter.
Oh, look, I am not used to Betsy being with me. Anyhow, this woman is a sweet old lady.
Just go get your daughter, please, will you, really? Betsy, Dad, you'll be right after you, darling.
Look, and when that can opener turned out to be two bananas,
yes.
I just...
Apartment 3. I'm Mrs. Hennessy.
Yeah.
Oh, you poor darling. Daddy will be right there.
Look, I don't live right. Yes, I guess I don't live right.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Francie Myers, Kathleen Thomages, Ray Bramley, Frank Sutton, and Harry Davis, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.